Harper Audio presents Riding the Rap by Elmore Leonard, performed by Frank Muller.
Chapter 1. Ocala police picked up Dale Crow Jr. for weaving, 2 o'clock in the morning, crossing the center line and having a busted taillight. Then while Dale was blowing a .19, they put his name and date of birth into the National Crime Computer and learned he was a fugitive felon, wanted on a 3-year-old charge of unlawful flight to avoid incarceration. A few days later, Raylan Givens with the Marshals Service came up from Palm Beach County to take Dale back, and the Ocala police wondered about Raylan. How come if he was a federal officer and Dale Crow Jr. was wanted on a state charge? He told them he was with FAST, the Fugitive Apprehension Strike Team assigned to the sheriff's office in West Palm. And that was pretty much all this marshal said. They wondered, too, since he was alone, how he'd be able to drive and keep an eye on his prisoner. Dale Crow Jr. had been convicted of a third-degree 5-year felony, battery of a police officer, and was looking at additional time on the fugitive warrant. Dale Jr. might feel he had nothing to lose on this trip south. He was a rangy kid with the build of a college athlete, bigger than this marshal in his blue suit and cowboy boots. The marshal calm, though, not appearing to be the least apprehensive. He said the West Palm strike team was short-handed at the moment, the reason he was alone, but believed he would manage. And when he put his hat on and drove off with Dale Jr. in the confiscated 2-year-old Cadillac he was using, a dark blue one, an Ocala officer said, "He believes he'll manage." Another officer said, "Don't you know who that is? He's the one that..."